Proposal 88 would introduce a nursing home bill of rights to the state constitution, including the right to a safe, comfortable environment for nursing home residents. Steve Wattrell is an attorney and board member with the Florida Justice Association. He explains the proposal is a reaction to Hurricane Irma.
We've had these folks die horrific deaths, basically cooked to death in Hollywood, Florida.
Over a dozen nursing home residents died in the wake of that disaster. Wattrell says it makes sense in a state as prone to natural disasters as Florida to ensure residents a safe environment. But Brecht Hutchin, who filed the proposal, sees even more fundamental issues that need to be addressed. Hutchin is a CRC commissioner. When he crafted the proposal, he included the right for residents to access courts and a jury system.
You and I have rights and access to court that residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities don't have.
Hutchin says residents can lose this right when they're admitted to nursing homes.
When you're trying to find a nursing home bed, you're handed a stack of documents that's 50, 70, 80, 100 pages long, and buried in those documents are these arbitration clauses.
Arbitration is a method of dispute resolution in which two parties select a neutral decision maker. In an arbitration agreement, a party agrees to waive the right to sue and to a trial by jury. The American Bar Association recommends prohibiting pre-dispute agreements, which are made before an issue even arises. The Florida Healthcare Association asserts that arbitration agreements made between nursing homes and residents are voluntary and not a requirement of admission. But Wattrell says that's not always the case. He references his career as a personal injury lawyer.
And people feel a lot of pressure to sign it. Everybody that I deal with this has said, well, either I didn't know about it because they just gave me the signature page, or I didn't know what to do because my mom was there and she needed care, and they promised me they would give good care, and they didn't.
The FHCA argues that arbitration agreements are more expedient, cost-effective, and informal than court action. Bob Estalas is the chief lobbyist for the FHCA. He argues that the proposal would do away with that out-of-court option and encourage predatory law practices instead.
Our problem is those law firms that put the signs up across the street from our nursing homes, that run the advertisements in the newspaper, that troll for clients.
Hutchin finds that logic ridiculous.
It's a known fact that lawsuits go down. When there's people being cared for better and less harm done to them, well, on what grounds would a lawyer have to sue?
He says his ultimate goal is to protect residents.
Part of what I'm trying to do is to change a culture that says, look, it's less expensive for us to care well for someone than to not care well for them.
Proposal 88 passed its first committee vote last week. The CRC will hold public hearings between now and May, where the public can weigh in with their thoughts on this and other proposals. If Proposal 88 passes the commission's final vote, you'll see it on the ballot in November. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Hetherington.